Welcome to Reclaiming the Republic. This show is sponsored by ReclaimingTheRepublic.org. I am G.R. Mobley. This is an educational grassroots program focused on uniting and leading in restoring the Republic and placing the federal government back into the scope and framework of the Constitution once again.
Well, folks, it's now or never. I literally mean that, and I mean that with my deepest sincerity. I can't tell you how I see everything playing out and how you actually can make the difference. That's how I see it. I truly believe that it just takes a few people to start spreading the message. And next thing you know, how do you get water to boil? I mean, it's about moving molecules around and, you know, getting them to constantly heat and infect and inflict the friction and the heat upon all of the molecules in that pot. It all starts with a few molecules at the bottom. Where are we? If you look at the food chain politically, we're the bottom. There's another word for it. It's called the grassroots movement. I am telling you that there are plenty of people that really want to start holding government accountable. I'm going to show you, moving through this year, that there are so many shortfalls at the state level. And that's by design. Everything's by design. Maybe not necessarily because people, you know, were told to do it that way, but 9 times out of 10, when you're a part of something, this is, if you look at why the Libertarian Party, who was the first party to kind of really break away from the Republican Party in 1971, why they basically adopted the same framework and paradigm of the Republican Party, and why they've not been a success, because they have not they've not broken the Dakota ring. Because when I sat down in the meetings with them, I said, "Well, how are you guys any different?" And they go, "Well, you know, we have this non-aggression, you know, policy, and it's our policies and our planks." And they go, "That means nothing. Because look at the planks regarding, just in the Republican Party, just pick any party. Look at the planks. Look at the Democratic Party and how Manchin is going against the Democrats." Well, that may be a good thing. That may be by design. That may be one of those things that, you know, goes, are they really all in it together? Yes, they are. And so when we look at the design, and we've talked about this, when we look at the design of the parties, the uniparties, first and the foremost thing is they do not hold those who wear their brand accountable. I have seen people, because they were wearing scrubs, this person, I guess he was a nurse, and this was in the South, this was a couple of years ago, where he probably had a bad day, don't know. He was wearing his scrubs. He went into a donut shop and was actually I don't want to say the owner, but whoever was serving him was kind of belligerent. And it just teed him off to going and doing and saying the wrong things. But bottom line, that got up on, I think, social media somehow. The hospital found out and they fired him. Hold on here, folks. I want you to understand what I just said. You know, there could have been an easy, you know, look, examine, and everything else, because there, if you really look at this very particular situation, he was kind of pushed. I mean, okay, so they tell you as a police officer that, you know, you're going to get pushed, and you never have an excuse to pull out your gun and kill somebody. You just don't have that excuse. But it's another thing when somebody actually just gets so frustrated and upset, and they just use a tirade of racist slurs or what have you. And so, okay, I have seen that type of mentality where we hold people, whoever works somewhere, that accountable. Who do the politicians work for? Well, who is it that helps them get elected, not just the voters, but their choice in deciding what party they want to affiliate with creates that connection to the voters. And then now all of a sudden, the party becomes, if you look at it, the party is really the employer. No. You can't be a, let's see the party start doing this. You can't be a Republican. You can't run on the Republican candidate, on the ballot as a Republican. We have the right to remove you. And let's see them do this. They have the ability to do this. Why don't they? Why won't they go to the Secretary of State and say, we want to have full control over our brand and who represents us. And we have our reasons, and we don't need to tell you why these people, don't represent us, and we're not going to let them. Well, okay. That is how you hold people accountable. But just by design, that's not even there. And that's not in there in the Libertarian Party or any party. What party has these types of morals or standards? And so this is why you see that really there's changes that have to happen in our party system. But more importantly, there's a unification that happens to happen, that needs to happen, not just at the party system, but we, the voters and the participants of the party, we need to start uniting. And that uniting has to be on the Constitution, period. Has to be. If you've got somebody that says, no, we're going to do this and the party's more important, take that person outside and then go back inside and lock them out. You don't have to, get violent or anything. Just kick them out. You're not wanted here anymore, because we believe that it's far more important to save the country and the Constitution than the party. So when we start looking at the employer and we start looking at the design, then we can start really, weeding through what has to be done and what's keeping us from fully centering our focus on the Constitution. And I'm going to get into that hopefully today. We're going to get into that this week, I promise you. But as you know, the show is also sponsored by republicreview.org. That does not exist. It is owned. The plot is out there. We just haven't built it yet. And it's sponsored. And actually, I just want you to understand, for it to become actualized, it really requires you to become active. Because if you become active, you will actually help make that become actualized. And what does that mean? That means that the states are actually beginning to work together and uniting on the Constitution. Now, you're listening to the only show that goes through the academic evidence and academic evidence-based solutions. You'll hear me every once in a while pour out my heart and say, hey, I need your help. Well, this past weekend was the first time I did constitutional minutes, because sessions are, states are back in session. Last year, I put out a series of constitutional minutes. Now, these may be constitutional half hours, however long it takes you to read, but bottom line, I'm speaking to your state legislators. You want to help me? Get their email addresses accurately into a text document with a semicolon space after each name for the House of Representatives and for the Senate. I mean, if you just separate them like that, that would be great. That's all I need. And actually, it's not that hard to get there if you've got Notepad and a Word document, some kind of application, word processing application. You can do the hunts and searches and global replacements and, with about 20, 30 minutes, but I don't have time to do that. I've got a lot of other things I'm doing. And so that's one way you can help me. I believe that if I don't ask, you'll never know, and who knows, you could have done something. So that's why I'm putting it out there. If you want to go look at what states I have for this coming session, it would be what we used last year. So go look at the Constitutional Minutes Archives. Now, the constitutional minutes for the year will be going up on constitutional articles. We have a section below the articles right there because technically these are constitutional articles and these are the current ones. The archives, that was last year's. And so what we're doing is we're building off of where we left off last year. And I'm poking every state in the eye, and we're going to get into this more this week, probably next week or so, but we're going to be doing these constitutional minutes once a week. And we're going to be poking them in the eye regarding their constitution. So you want to help me some more? Get me the constitution of your state with all the amendments. Get the full constitution, what it is with amendments, into a Word document. And if you can make it look, you know, if you use the navigational guides, or I should say the tools within like Word, using title, heading 1, heading 2, heading 3, so that the article itself would be a heading 1, subsection would be a heading 2, and then subparagraphs under that would be a heading 3, something like that. Because by doing that, it allows me to kind of zip through based on that. It's kind of like a little table of content in the navigation page that I can actually jump down to. And when I'm searching for a word, the nice thing is, if you've ever done this, if you're searching for a word, you can actually look over the navigation page and find out what sections that word pops into. And some of those sections may jump out and go, wow, that I think that's going to be an important use of that word in that there section. Anyway, we'll be right back and we'll finish up the obligatories and we'll be diving forward for the week. We'll be right back after this. Have you taken the time to watch our presentation on YouTube that provided an irrefutable argument of what we have to do to save our Constitution and our Republic? I know it's over an hour and 30 minutes, but you only need to watch the first 30 minutes. If you take the time to watch this presentation, I promise it will change your paradigm regarding what our Constitution is and what we have to do if we are going to save it, our liberties, our sovereignty, and our Republic. We already have answers to most of the questions that you might think of after watching this presentation, and we want to help you get to a point where you have a profound understanding of the audit and republic review process. This is why our bullet overview and flowchart of both the argument and process is available on reclaimingtherepublic.org. The sooner you get informed, the sooner you can get involved and make an impact. So go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to the Take Action page. That's where you'll find the video. Thank you so much. If you've listened to my show, Reclaiming the Republic, then you should understand that the Constitution is neither a living document nor a noble guide to governance. In accordance to Article 7, the Constitution is a hard, fast contract, and the states are the only stakeholders in this contract. Integral in contract law, the stakeholders or states possess the inherent authority to exercise oversight and enforcement over their contract. This means they can audit the federal government by the contract, and with republic review, they can enforce compliance to their constitution. Any single state can perform the audit, but when states begin to unite in the auditing process, this is what is referred to as republic review. Please read my argument for republic review as well as my description of the republic review model on reclaimingtherepublic.org. We even have a graphic flowchart that shows you how republic review works. If you want to learn more, contact me on Facebook or send me an email. Thank you.
Friends, if you have any questions or comments, we have our 24-hour comment line at 425-270-5416.
Okay, so a little slow on the volume there. I just want you to know that what we're going to cover, we could get through the obligatories, but what we're going to cover is actually some of the stuff I didn't get a chance to get to on Friday. But Friday is where I'm going to have to get really good at answering questions as well as providing clarity and so forth that we covered last week. So anyway, Fortitude Financial Coaching, if you are ready to get disciplined in taking control of your finances, reach out to Greg Smith. And what we want you to do is contact him. Or I'm sorry, Gary Smith. Greg Smith's another friend. Gary Smith out of Texas is the person that you really want to get on your side. He's got the Dave Ramsey coaching and so forth. Give him a call. Find out what it would take to actually get on top of your finances today. Next one is Constitutional Classes by Keith Reuters. Love this man. Better man than I. He has these different types of, and he's walked around the woodshed and looked at different ways you can kind of teach people about the Constitution. Now, not what the words mean or anything else, but just literally just constitutional focus, constitutional understanding. And so check out constitutioneducation.us. When you look at some of the things and the way he's done it, it's kind of brilliant. You know, like, what's the difference between this sentence and this sentence? There's a word missing. What is it? Well, it forces you to read that one sentence of the Constitution a few different times until you find, oh, this word's missing. And there you go. And those types of things actually do help you, because you're comparing and contrasting the words, and there's only a nuance or some change or some difference. So anyway, constitutioneducation.us, timbernation.com. I know that they're getting a little overwhelmed, but that's okay. What we're trying to do is we're actually trying to look at, you know, helping them and, you know, business and so forth. And I can't tell you how much, I don't want to say I love, but this is a great desk. This is a great piece of work that they've done. And if you're looking for something good, I mean, I went with something that didn't have a lot of depth, because bottom line, when you have a desk with a lot of depth, that gives you places to put papers. And my broadcasting desk, I do not want a lot of papers on. I already have enough problems just trying to keep my entire life organized. And that's because I've got so many different irons in the fire that it's just it's crazy. Anyway, and I'm sure that you know people that are just like me. I want to be, and I love to be organized, but getting there is just, that's half the battle. Anywho, RadioDustCovers.com is the other one, as well as Ad Local. I've not had a chance, I've not had success in getting a hold of Ben Carr. Hopefully we'll get that done. Hopefully we'll have that conversation via an interview so that we can kind of talk about Ben, you know, his story, what he's doing, and how he can help you, okay? Anyway, our comment line, 425-270-5416. And back to that old friend of mine, Harry, I really hope you're listening, because I believe what we're covering is critical to our survival as a nation. Anyway, one of the things that I'm hitting your legislators this week with is, how do you define an emergency? As we left off in the last constitutional minutes, I basically told them what they had to do. They actually had to move together into a session. And they have to do this as an emergency session. Well, are your state legislators constrained that they can't meet when, you know, the whole world is coming to, you know, to an end? When our constitutional republic is really on its last leg? Are they constrained because the governor has to do it? What is it, and why is it that not one, explain to me why not one state legislature has not formed an appropriate emergency session for what we are dealing with today? Now, it's almost like what I've seen, I've seen a couple of emergency sessions in Wyoming, Idaho, and a few other places. But it's like, you got a patient there, they're bleeding out, they're not breathing, you know, and they're completely unconscious. You got a patient there, and what they do is they've come in and they said, you know what, we need to get everything sterilized in here. In other words, they're not even treating the patient. They're not even treating the specific problems that will kill that patient. That's how our state legislators are reacting. And how is that suitable for you? It's not. This is why when we do these constitutional minutes, We are hoping you get them. We're hoping that you come and you read these things, and then you go out there and say, hey, I just read the Constitutional Amendment. How come you're not doing something about this? Because guess what? It is, they respond to you. I am one. But when many actually start asking them, hey, I read this. How come you're not doing something about it? What's your problem with this? Because that's how we hold their feet to the fire. Folks, almost anything and everything we're doing is holding their feet to the fire. If you're complaining about government, but you have no feet in your hands and you're not close to any fire, you, unfortunately, I hope you can take the criticism, you're worthless. You need to get the fire close, you need to get your hands on their feet, and you need to start connecting. You got to understand that if we are not doing this, it won't get done. They're not going to do it. They haven't done it in over 200 years. They've done everything they can to get us closer and closer to the edge so that we fall into the arms of global communism. Do you think that was by accident that we ended up here? I would ask you to read Adam Weishaupt's Charter for the Illuminati of 1776. He had a plan. He had a plan of pushing the entire world. It was exposed by John Robinson in 1797, I think it was, in his book, Proofs of the Conspiracy to Destroy All the Religions and Governments of Europe. It's right there on my podcast page. It's in a PDF form. Go and read that one book. They exposed it all. Why is it that nobody reads these sourced? I mean, when you look at Alexis de Tocqueville's Democracy in America, that's a source book. Here's a person that actually wrote a book as he was accounting for his journal. I mean, he was, you know, travels and experiences here in America, and he wrote about them as a firsthand. This is what I see. This is what's going on. Now, did he have an axe to grind? I don't think so. Did John Robinson have an axe to grind? No, he was just trying to expose everybody to what the heck they were doing. And everything that they were doing, they were successful at. Because remember that old adage by Edmund Burke, all it takes for evil to succeed is for good men and women to do nothing. Well, folks, what are you doing? What's it going to take? Because it's either now or never. How are all those cliches working out? So as you were thinking about how you would define an emergency, let me ask you this. Do we as the people of your state have to wait until we are shot to say we have to do something? Because you see the gun coming out. You see the people coming out. You see them getting out of their car. They're carrying guns. You see things folding out in front of you. You know, it's not like you're blindfolded and you're just, you know, being bounced around in life whimsically. No, that's not the case here. We are seeing everything that gives us enough evidence to say we have to do something. Real harm is occurring. So what is that harm? Here are the issues. And this is just a really quick, just for the show, a real quick list of the issues and why these things are not emergencies for your state legislatures to go, our federal government's out of control. It is completely out of control. And we are the parties. See, the problem is that the state legislatures do not realize that they are the parties to the compact, that they have the ultimate say over that compact. It's time they pulled up their big boy, big girl britches and did their jobs, or we need to start challenging them this year. Seriously, you need to be prepared to run to replace your state legislator, because this is the hot seat. This is where the fire must be, and this is where your hands have to be on their feet, or it needs to be your feet. And then when you get your feet into that coal pit, you start kicking the coals on to all the other representatives. Let them walk on them. They don't even know they're there. My friends, here are just a few of the issues. Rampant spending. Now, is that really an issue? Well, let me ask you, how happy are you in spending the prices you are for food, materials, gas, all those types of things and resources? The fact of the matter is, they're spending money on unauthorized or unconstitutional stuff. There's no enumerated powers for them to do these things, causing this inflation, stealing what little wealth citizens are possessing. All of a sudden, the value of what they have may be going up, but they can't even afford to have what they've got anymore. And this is how we turn right around and start taxing that and taking what's left. Anyway, we'll be right back after these two promos.
If you run a business or an organization, you already know email is an essential tool for communicating. If you're interested in reducing your overhead and increasing your productivity, I personally recommend you look into AdLocal email marketing services. AdLocal has a special offer for my listeners with email services that start at $10 a month for your first 1,000 addresses. If you want to increase customer retention, grow your market presence, track your statistics, and improve your engagement with your customers with modern, elegant emails that express the personality of your business with emails that integrate with your website, you need to contact AdLocal, and they handle the rest. Take it from me. AdLocal offers the best solutions for all organization sizes, and they lead with their pricing and their 24-hour customer service. Folks, it's time to call AdLocal at 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com.
To become a citizen, one must take an oath to support and defend the Constitution. Those of us who are naturally born citizens are obligated and duty-bound to fulfill the same oath even though we're not required to take it because it is implied upon us at birth. This is why I cannot emphasize enough the importance in supporting businesses who are supporting our Constitution. We have to stop supporting businesses that have chosen to hide behind political correctness, and obviously we must stop supporting progressive businesses who are working to undermine our republic and our Constitution. Do not let businesses or organizations convince you that they are supporting the Constitution by supporting protests for social justice. By definition, social justice is the distribution of wealth, opportunities, and privileges within a society. In other words, they're calling for socialism, which is incompatible with individual liberty and individual sovereignty and our Constitution. With that, please consider supporting businesses who advertise on this show and this radio station.
Don't forget, you can call our 24-hour comment line to ask a question or to speak on any topic. Dial 425-270-5416.
Okay, now, again, I'm just going over a real quick list of all of the violations or things that if this stuff doesn't constitute an emergency session, you know, and keep this in mind. There were some states that had some quick emergency sessions regarding the vaccine mandate. Oh, well, they got this vaccine mandate. Are you kidding me? There's all of these other things that are just as bad, if not worse. How about that invasion on our southern border? How about that crisis in housing that that's causing? That is inflating our housing market. That's making our what little money we make, our just you know take away our disposable income because we have to have a house to live. Well, how does this border crisis or how does this invasion have anything to do with that? We got 40 million people here. They need homes, and the government is giving them homes. What happens? They take homes that are available in the market. They're building brand new homes for them. And now that creates a demand on supplies, creates a demand on real estate and everything else. And guess what? You get to pay that extra price. Because who's paying for it? You're paying for it twice. We're paying these taxes. And this is all unconstitutional. The debt itself, the rampant debt that if we get to a point where we can't service that, we're getting close to that. How's not that an emergency? How is it that we can actually look at that debt and go, oh, well, there's no problem there, folks. Let's just keep it moving. Keep it moving. Really? Or how about California? And how about New York now joining California? And there are plenty of other states that wink, wink, nudge, nudge, like Washington State. Because of Bill Clinton and the motor voter laws, they're getting illegals into the voter system and allowing them. Now, New York, California, and a few states have come right out and said, if you're an alien here, you have a right to vote. Now, folks, we go through the Constitution all the time, and the Constitution is very clear. The only person that has a right to vote in America is a U.S. citizen. That's what was a part of the 14th Amendment. That was a part of what, the 19th Amendment? It was the 26th. You know, allowing kids of 18 of age, you know, to vote. Each of those amendments stipulated that they must be U.S. citizens. Period. What? And now we've already seen all of these other voter debacles. This voter fraud, voter election, electoral college fraud. Are you kidding me? How is this not an emergency? How is not having the state, the first thing the state legislators should do regarding little things like this is sicking their attorney general in suing these other states? Why is it we're not suing all of these other states doing these bad things? Allowing illegals to be there, allowing illegals to vote. Allowing illegals to leave their state. We have a right based on the Constitution to be protected from an invasion, and they have done nothing. They have failed to do their job. And this is a design to undermine and actually a design to destroy our laws and our system, to convert it into a tyrannical body of communism. And there's no other outcome, folks. That is how it is all moving towards. How about abortion becoming the leading cause of death? Let me repeat that. In 2021, 43 million babies were killed, were murdered because of abortion. How is America, and I want you to understand this, America is funding this process because we're going nationwide, we're going all around the world and helping people abort their children. How is that not an emergency? The federal government has no enumerated powers to do that, spend the money to set up Planned Parenthood worldwide. Are you kidding me? When we do the research, we will find that we are integral in this process. Well, there's these people out there that have been fighting abortion for, well over 50 years now. 60 plus years, maybe? Folks, what is it going to take to help you realize that trying to fight a myopic issue that is shared, the problem is shared, with all of these other myopic issues, why is it that they're not uniting? Why is it that they're not working together? This is what, and this is why, unification must be the plan forward, period. And as soon as people start recognizing, hey, this is bad, they're unifying, they will actually start looking our way, and then they're going to start attacking us. Are you ready? I hope you are. I hope you're looking forward to this, because this is what, I'll just say, this is what history has been waiting for. Seriously, this is what history has been waiting for. Every state's economy is being held hostage. Here's another issue for you. Every state's economy is being held hostage by unconstitutional powers, whether that be environmental, whether that be their regulatory crap, whatever it is that they're doing. They have no power to shut down the economic engine of mining coal, determining what energies you're going to use, and so forth and so on. Every state's economy has been basically under an economic warfare that is being driven by the United States government. And I'm not kidding. We have got a government that is doing everything it possibly can to attack freedom, capitalism, and the American way. And what are we doing about it? How is this not an emergency for your state legislators to say, we have to take our economy back? How about the tyrannical taxes coming from the federal government, such as a part of this last tax that they sent out, or I should say stimulus, that they're Build Back Better crap? Inside that, they have a mile per, or what's the term? For every mile you drive your car, you're going to have to pay a tax. Whether that's, I think I saw something like 8 pennies a mile or something like that. Or maybe it's 100 miles, 8 pennies. Doesn't matter. They're starting to create these placeholders so that they can start exploiting. Oh, well, it's only a few cents until they can actually start going after people. Because what they ended up doing with your water and electricity and so forth, because instead of providing plenty for everyone and saying, don't worry about it, it's a subscription, you're going to get what you need, they basically said, we're only going to produce this much. And because we don't have enough to give everybody, then if you take more than your allotment, and this is what everybody's allotment is, because they've, they figure out how much they want to produce, and then they come out and say, okay, so this is your allotment. If you exceed this, then we will pay, if you exceed it by this much, you'll pay this much more. If you exceed it by this much, you'll pay this much more. So they create these tiers of taxations on your consumption. Now, hold on here. Can you imagine going to the grocery store and you're going to have a party and you have an allocation of wings? You're going to have wings at your party, but your allocation is only 6 wings and you need 60. Oh, well, the first 6 wings is, set at this base price. Well, to buy 60, that's an exponential curve where it kind of doubles. And you just go, wow, that's a lot of money I have to spend on just having something that's more than what was allocated. That's what's coming down the pike in everything we're doing. Don't think it won't happen. Go look at every implementation of communism. Instead of having, lines and lines of productivity and, things like bread, what you end up getting is bread lines and waiting all day just for your bread. They control the means of production as well as consumption. They will control it on both ends. And that's something that they never really did, because they only controlled production in Russia and a lot of the other old world communist states that are still struggling today. Yeah, but if you look at America and this new age of communism, they're going to have the ability to control your consumption as well. So anyhow, the preparations are underway to go to a cashless society. How is this not a warning sign that we've got to do something? Medical tyranny and the murder of Americans from unconstitutional powers, and now murdering and maiming our children. Are you serious? And you can't do anything about it? Are you serious? Taking away your parental rights, where the school system has a right to inject sexual dogma and immorality into your kids' heads. Are you kidding me? Folks, I'm not even done. And these are just the top liners that I've come up with to say, what is it going to take? You can go and complain about critical race theory, but that is a drop in the bucket. It's a grain of sand in the bucket. We'll be right back.
To set the record straight, Republic Review is neither an Article 5 convention nor a convention of states. In accordance with Article 5 of the Constitution, this convention requires 2/3 of the states to apply to Congress to convene a convention with the intent to amend the Constitution. This convention is unable to solve our real problem, which is non-compliance to the Constitution, and would be dangerous to convene at this time. In contrast, Republic Review is the process of the states exerting its constitutional authority over the Constitution. An audit does not require an application to Congress. This authority is inherent to principal stakeholders of a contract. Why do we need Republic Review? Because this is the only way the states can deal with the federal encroachments into roles, responsibilities, and powers that belong to the states. To learn more about Republic Review, please go to reclaimingtherepublic.org to read my content and my model on the audit and Republic Review process.
Folks, as you know, online fraud is on the rise, and it's more important than ever for your new and existing customers to be able to determine whether they are using a website with a secured connection. If you didn't know, Google mandated in 2017 that all data submitted to its linked websites must be secure with SSL certificates. Without SSL certificates, your site is listed by Google as not secure. In other words, without these certificates, your site will be harder to find, and this will impact new traffic and ultimately your revenue. Whether you're a blogger or in e-commerce, AdLocal will help protect your website from all forms of data breaches, phishing scams, and build a secure environment for your businesses, big or small. Contact AdLocal by calling 866-88-ADLOCAL or visit them on the web at www.adlocal.com for custom pricing.
As a reminder, if you have any questions or comments, we have a 24-hour comment line, 425-270-5416.
Okay, so as we kind of plow forward, just a few more issues. That these are the issues du jour, right? Right? Okay, so as we kind of look at the maiming and the killing of kids, right? Because, and Trump had his hands on this. You know, as a matter of fact, I'd like to see Trump come out and actually counter-lead this to say, you know what, this actually has to be, you know, of the choices. And as a matter of fact, I made a mistake. The pharmacies, and as a matter of fact, he not only made a mistake, he had no power to make that mistake. He cannot indemnify a corporation for doing harm. If you, it's almost like saying, hey, you know, we're going to let you do something, but if you murder a bunch of people in the process, you won't be criminally held. What? Are you kidding me? They don't have the power to take that away. They do not have the power to say these laws don't mean anything. They would actually have to amend the Constitution to grant them that type of power. And that would be, you can already see how tyrannical it is. But that would be a huge move in the wrong direction as a nation. So anyway, as we kind of look at the rest of the issues, what about this positive gun control? They are getting ready to do positive gun control. Well, how are they doing this? Oh, well, guess what? What do you know about the Real ID Act? Go to the Constitutional Alliance. I don't know if it's .org or .com, but you just look up Mark Lerner. I'm working with him in the Constitutional Alliance in these other states and with the Republic Review. And if you do not understand the Real ID Act, him and I both agree that this paves the way for the Mark of the Beast. This is how people will not, they're not, you're not going to be forced. You will either be accepting this or you will be ostracized from society. And that in itself is accepting the mark of the beast. Now, go learn about the Real ID Act. They are now getting ready to actually, because through the Real ID Act, the Secretary of Homeland Security can come along and create a bureaucratic rule such as something regarding guns. And next thing you know, they've now been able to, come right out and say, we're taking away guns. I am not kidding. Through this law, even though it is not a constitutional amendment, they believe that they have the ability to bypass the Constitution. Why not? They've been doing it all along. And so now they are poised to actually strike in taking away guns. And by using these Real ID Acts, which is actually going to be using your biometric data. Remember I talked about chips? It's not going to be chips. It is going to be your biometric data that they use. It'll be your mark that you will be, by entering your mark, you'll be able to buy, trade, sell, receive money, and so forth. That's the only way you'll be able to play in the system. And you have to do it. It's like you taking upon yourself the name of Christ. You will take upon yourself the mark of man, or entering your mark into its database. Anyway, so go look at the Real ID Act, and then you'll actually say, why are we not having an emergency session just regarding this? Political prisoners. As a matter of fact, it's not just the political prisoners of January 6th. They're going after more as they find out more and more and more. They want to lock up everybody. And what they're doing is they're violating the Constitution because they're actually going after people for political purposes. I mean, we saw this with Obama. Obama had already pointed to the guys getting out of the military as the real threat to America. They're domestic terrorists when they weren't. They're the patriots willing to defend America. We have to start redefining all of these things. And as you start peeling all of these layers back, you're going to start realizing that there is something that we better be doing, and we better be doing it quick. I'm here to tell you, as we've gone through the Bill of Rights and the constitutional alignment with government today and how far adrift we have gone, we can see that they have wiped out the Bill of Rights. Your right of conscience is being wiped out. Your right of privacy, your right to petition government is being wiped out. So, what are we going to do? What are you going to do? I could go on and on and on. And we can prove this in every aspect. The question is, what are you going to do about it? The time we already know is now. If you're placing faith, because there's some key issues that people, this is going to be addressed by like the mandates, or that's going to be addressed by SCOTUS. People are bringing up, that this may be an issue for SCOTUS, like abortion and so forth. If you have any faith, if you have any faith in SCOTUS, the government at any level, or the party, I think you've got misplaced faith. I think you need to have more faith in him, Christ, and I also think you need to have more faith in what he gave us, the Constitution, and that we have to start holding everybody accountable to their oath of office. And as a matter of fact, that's a part of some of the states', constitutions. If you violate your oath of office, you can be removed from office. But they don't give you what that is and how they do that. We have to demand that that be solved, that the people can start blowing the whistle and be instrumental in holding their public servants and their government accountable. That's it. And the only thing that's going to save us is us. We have to do it. Wishing won't make it so. Praying won't do it. Nothing's going to do it. The sun and the moon won't even do it. That leaves you and me. We have to do it. Now, I want to actually go into, because now I've finally gotten through my monologue, and now what I want to do is get into the brilliance of the Uniparty and what they have done, because most people still cannot make these connections. When we talk about employer-employee, the party is the employer. Don't get your highness up on this thing of, I'm the elector, I'm the constituent. you know what? Unless you're throwing out big sacks of money, that politician isn't listening to you because he's for sale. And if he's most all of them are for sale. You have very few out there. They exist, and I'm not wanting to insult any of my good friends that are in government, but there's way too far and few between. So the fact of the matter is, when you start looking at this design and how brilliant it is, by creating autonomy from the candidate and the party, it's almost like, you know, it doesn't matter what you say or do, the party has no say over what happens. You know, you could become a John McCain. Oh, they'll censor you. Oh, ow, ooh. And he still gets reelected because he still maintains his brand. He still maintains that Republican label because the party had failed to do their job. Or did they? I'm telling you that the party doesn't want to do that. They want, and their design is to give your politicians all the freedom they need to do the things that could help get them corrupted and become, you know, a shill, a tool for the movement of whatever that is. And so that's how they manage. This is evil. This is pure evil, and this is what you would expect in the most powerful government that's come to this point in the world. How can it not become so evil? Well, go watch that movie, The Swamp, out on Reclaiming the Republic, Important Information. It's right there at the very, very top. Now, the brilliance in this design, I want to go through this. The party can avow that this person, so when this candidate does something like John McCain, the party can avow that this person does not represent the party, and yet they still wear the brand. It gives the candidate wiggle room and the ability to become seriously compromised, which means corruption, which is what I already told you. It also keeps both good people in the party and voters who blindly vote for the party from connecting the dots. Because as soon as the parties actually start holding their candidates accountable, now the voters are going to start connecting. Yeah, this makes sense. You know, they're wearing that brand. This is what this brand spoke. We believe in this brand, and they've got that brand. Why not? Why don't we fire these guys? They're not representing us or our brand. Now we understand what a rhino is. Now we understand what an in-name-only type of politician is, because that's what we have. That's what we have that are running the ranks in both the Republican Party, all of these parties. And it's because there's no accountability, there's no direct ties, and they can't get rid of you when they should. They should be able to ostracize you, they should be able to keel-haul you and actually run you out. Period. So, when we come back, we're going to get back into the Electoral College to finally answer the question we tried to do on Friday. And I want to get into the Miller-Ulrich experiment, because we covered that real quick, and I don't think a lot of people understand the significance of what happened and what happened after that. I'm G.R. Mobley. We're Reclaiming the Republic, and we need your help. God bless.
Folks, I'm constantly providing you with case after case and giving you both the empirical information as well as irrefutable academic evidence that the federal government is operating well outside the bounds of the Constitution. In measuring outlays, the federal government is spending over 80% of your tax dollars on unconstitutional government. This is why we don't need a balanced budget amendment. We just need to enforce the Constitution. So what is it going to take for you to take a stand in getting the federal government back into the framework of the Constitution? To be clear, the solution is simple and does not require much work on any one individual, especially if everyone contributed to the effort. We only ask that you make a commitment today to contributing however you can and make the difference necessary for our posterity's sake. Send me an email at info@reclaimingtherepublic.org. And let me know how you'd like to help so we can help you save our republic.